God is good
all the time.
Today we celebrate the fourth Sunday of Easter time. This Sunday also we call the Good Shepherd Sunday. Throughout this Easter, we think and we continue to pray over the Jesus risen from the dead. And today in the first reading, the book of Revelation tells us that Jesus is the Lamb who was slain on the cross. But by his resurrection, he became the Good Shepherd. He is the one who guides his community. He feeds his sheep. He chooses new pastors to entrust his flock to them. The priests he gives us are the living instruments of his presence in Christian communities. Through them, Jesus continued to lead his church. Then, what Christ expects of us is that we listen to his voice. For no one can go to the Father without going through Jesus Christ. My dear friends, it is by listening to him that we learn to know him better. The verb to know here is very important. We must understand that this word knowing, in the sense of being born with. For this, we must frequent Jesus, give him a priority in our lives, and get more used to prayer and the church sacraments. Christ Jesus is always present, but often we are elsewhere. For instance, many of us settle in indifference. Religion becomes less important in comparison to business, leisure, and various activities. The result is the rise of sects and superstitious practices. That's why it is urgent to return to the heart of our faith, which is Jesus is dead and risen. He is alive with us every day until the end of the world. It is also the good shepherd who ceaselessly takes the first step toward us. He waits for our free and confident response. But now, when Jesus presents himself as the good shepherd, he doesn't think only of faithful believers. This is the message addressed to us in today's first reading in the Acts of the Apostle. From the beginning, in this reading, Christian community risk closing on themselves. With Paul and Barnabas, the gospel will be proclaimed to the Gentiles. They understood that Christ is the light of nations and also the savior of all peoples. This mission of the Gentiles will soon be a magnificent success, but it will not go without the persecution. That is what is still happening today. We have a lot of many persecution going on in the Catholic Church. The second reading from the book of Revelation speaks exactly of the victory obtained by the murderers. When we speak of Revelation, we think of a catastrophe. This is an absolute contradiction. Indeed, this book announces to us a good news. He revealed to us the victory of the risen Jesus. He presents himself to us as, I quote, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And what is wonderful is that the cross Jesus wants to associate all of us in this room and also those absent with his victory. St. John speaks of a crowd of all nations and cultures. after persecutions, suffering, hunger, thirst, and to weeping, they know the joy of being with God and now forever. My dear friends, we too, in this room, are called to extend this victory of the risen Jesus. It is by being faithful to him and to the faith received at baptism that we will reach out to this victory. Of course, we recognize that our lives is marked by sin, but we must not settle there. Christ, our shepherd, never ceases to call us to return to him with all our hearts. As our Pope Francis reminded us, Jesus never tired of offering us his forgiveness. Our God, let me tell you, I quote, is the forgiver. I know this word doesn't exist in the dictionary, but God is greater than all our human words. Then we can create, I can invent a word that only fits him. He is a forgiver. Every time men have turned away from him and destroyed his covenant offered to them as a pledge of life. But on this fourth Sunday of Easter, we celebrate Christ, shepherd of all humanity. Christ has come for all. He doesn't want one of us to be lost. Today, as we celebrate the Sunday of Good Shepherd, today also we celebrate Sunday of Vocation. This day reminds us that Jesus wanted to associate all of us with his mission as the shepherd of humanity. With all the things of priests, yes, of course, but we must not forget that God also called, baptized a person for other missions in the church. We think of those who give the best themselves as a catechist, youth coordinators, member of the choirs, ushers, and those committed to the pastoral council, financial council, and other church services. And of course, we must not forget the people who, without making noise, participate in numerous material tasks in this church. Everything is important to God. My dear friends, let me tell you, all in this room and those absent, all are shepherds in the church, all are shepherds in the society, all are shepherds in our family. This is where we exercise responsibility. Let me remind you, we live in a society that loses many of its bearings, landmarks. This is where the Lord calls us to react. If you want to be faithful to him, we sometimes must go against the prevailing mindset of the world. Christ is counting on each one of us where we live, where we walk, where we worship. The church needs everyone to fulfill his mission. No one should stand on the sidelines. The Lord expects us to give the best of ourselves where we are. I say again, the Lord expects us to give the best of ourselves where we are. Sometimes we find the same excuse. Oh, Father, I'm not good for studies. Oh, Father, I have no talent, no gift. All here we have many gifts, but we have one in common. Is the gift of love. Just activate this gift and start from now to love people around you and those that God placed on your way. You will say, I'm not worthy enough to come in the church and to be minister like him, to read the word of God, to sing like them, or to receive people at the door of the church. I'm a sinner. Let me tell you, I am the first sinner in Elgro Village, but more deeply loved by God. But also, I do know that God never called the perfect people, the holy people. He make holy and perfect, little by little, those who respond to his call. If you say yes, you are going to start a kind of an amazing journey with God, because you're going to be a servant of an amazing cause, the cause of the gospel, the cause of the church. Never, never put in your mind that you don't have any talent, any gift. Remember, I said to you today, all of us in this room, we have a common gift, is the gift of love. What is missing to you is just to activate. Activate this gift of love, and you will see how you're going to do many and beautiful things around you and also in your life. Amen?
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 I want you, my dear friends, to step up and to say what I will do for my church, what I can do for my parish. We are now coming together as one parish. The journey is still very long. We have many, sometimes, people hesitating with some resistances, but we need to come together. How, from my talent, from my gifts, I can provide something to help to the unity, to create together with the pastor of the church the new reality in El Grove Village. This is the way how also you can become a good shepherd. Amen.
Amen.
That's why I say again, the church needs everyone to fulfill its mission. No one should stand on the sidelines. No one. The Lord expects us to give him the best of ourselves where we are. We give him all our sinfulness, but also we give him the best we have, our love. We give everything to him, everything we have. May our response be proportionate to his love for us. May our response be proportionate to his love for us. Let us pray. On this day, we thank you, Lord, for the hope you place in us. You want to fill us with your joy. Grant us to be in your church the bearers and the messengers throughout this week. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and the hour. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.